Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. You know those evenings that just kind of run away with you? You know, you come racing in the door from work and there's kids and then you have dinner and the house feels like a disaster. And then you end up scrolling yourself to sleep at like midnight. Yes, I have also been there. I've had many evenings like that until I intentionally created a calm, soothing evening routine for myself. And I've got to tell you, it's completely changed everything for me. Not just my evenings, but my next day too. So I'm going to share with you some of the things I do now to help create a calm evening for myself and prepare myself for rest and to replenish, because let's face it, we all deserve a little calm in our life, especially after a long day. Peace is not found in a place or a plan. It's created in the moments you choose to slow down. I had no idea how creating a calm routine for myself in the evening would impact so much of my life. It completely changes the tone of not only my evening, but my next day as well. My evening routine shapes not only how I feel that night, but also my mood for the next day and my energy levels. It's almost like however I go to sleep at night will carry through to how I feel the next day. And then it's really hard to kind of start feeling good after I'm already exhausted from the night before. The evenings are the perfect opportunity to slow down, wind down, and give yourself a little bit of self-care that you deserve. When your nights are peaceful and calm, it's funny, but your next day will also be peaceful and calm. Before I can let my mind rest, it's really helpful for me to create an environment that is peaceful. I'm not talking about having a spotless house or anything like that, but just creating an environment where I exhale, let go of the stress of the day. I start by making my favorite drink, which is golden milk. It is so simple to make and extremely relaxing. Warm milk, add a little cinnamon, turmeric, some ginger, sweeten it with some honey, maybe a little coconut oil, and a pinch of pepper. I don't know what magic happens with creating golden milk, but it instantly relaxes me and really helps me sleep well at night too. I dim down the lights, sending my mind and my body the signal that it's time to start winding down. I'll always set the mood with a little bit of gentle music in the background, maybe light a couple of candles, anything that just kind of gives me that little bit of a relaxing spa environment. If you're like me, it's really tempting to, you know, watch one more episode of your favorite show on Netflix or to pick up your phone and just scroll through it one last time before bed. But I have found that setting up healthy boundaries for myself has really improved my quality of sleep. I disconnect from technology, especially screens, at least an hour before bed. This really helps my mind to kind of simmer down a little bit and start to settle in for the night. One of my favorite things to do right now is to listen to a lighthearted audiobook or gentle music while I knit. Knitting is so methodical and soothing to me. And if you're someone who always feels kind of pulled to continue doing more, just remind yourself that rest is a priority because you can't show up the best version of yourself tomorrow if you're exhausted. After a long day, my mind is spinning, and I'm sure that you feel the same way. And so I need to kind of relax and unwind all of my thoughts that have been racing through my head all day. I start with a short meditation, nothing long or intense. But by settling in to meditation, just for a few deep breaths even, I can feel the tension falling away from me, and it really helps to start to quiet my mind. Journaling a few lines about how my day went, it's kind of like my evening check-in, and I try to focus on the things that went well, celebrating all of the good that happened, and if I can, putting down even some things that I really appreciated or that were really special about that day. Now, if you're ever consumed with worry or fear or anxiety, this is a great time to kind of get it all out of your head so that you can close your eyes and have a good night's sleep. Just to put it all down on paper so that then you can get it on paper, out of your head, and close your journal. Your evening does not need to be perfect, and it doesn't need to look like mine either. It just needs to be peaceful for you. Just finding some things that really help you relax and let go of the day. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.